The hometown crowd cheered wildly as Governor Ventura strutted out onto the floor of the sold-out basketball arena in downtown Minneapolis. Ventura was playing guest referee for the final fight in the WWF SummerSlam wrestling extravaganza. After a month of hype, the fans clearly expected him to show off a few wrestling moves of his own before the night was over. And sure enough, halfway through the fight, referee Ventura found himself obliged to toss an interloper out of the ring. The victim of Ventura's discipline was Shane McMahon, son of WWF owner Vince McMahon, whom Ventura once sued in real life. Never missing a chance to develop another storyline, the WWF now plays up the supposed grudge between McMahon and Ventura. All in all, Ventura's 20-minute appearance was not nearly as physical or thrilling as many had hoped. Given the physical shape he's in, that's understandable. Bursitis in his hip has made him limp in recent weeks, and he's carrying around a bigger paunch than he did in his wrestling days, a fact emphasized by less than flattering black and white referee stripes. Still, Ventura made it clear he was comfortable returning to the ring.
There's a lot of media saying that I'm a disgrace for being here. But I'll tell you this, I'm proud I'm a wrestler, I'm proud I was a wrestler, and I'm proud to be here tonight.
But there were also some indications that the promoters had heard the critics who accused Ventura of tarnishing his office. He did not take part in any of the night's more salacious acts, such as the female wrestlers who struggled to remove each other's bustiers. The wrestlers' custom of pointing at their crotches and cursing was also held to a minimum, compared to other WWF shows. In fact, if the microphones picked up anybody cursing, it was the governor. At no point did Ventura or anybody else in the show refer to him as the governor, even though pre-fight promos made it clear that that was his role.
But you're in my state now. I am law and order here. The pinfall will take place in the middle of the ring. Are you clear?
Ventura's gubernatorial status was also apparent in the constant presence of his usual two-man state trooper detail, dressed in street clothes and lurking near the ring, crouched at the ready. Although it was unclear exactly what they were ready for, and what they would do if it happened. Whether by luck or design, no one took a serious enough swing at the governor to test the trooper's reaction time. In St. Paul, I'm Martin Cossey, Minnesota Public Radio.